Describe something interesting that you want to learn more about. Do you think learning new things is important? Yes, learning new things is really important. If we stop trying to learn, we'll become limited in our knowledge and we might become confined to a narrow point of view. It's good to branch out and expand our horizons every now and then, even if it's something as simple as learning how to play a new sport or learning about a different cuisine. I just learned how to kayak, which is something I never thought I'd enjoy, but it turned out to be a really fun and memorable experience. Who needs to learn new things? It seems to me that young people usually need to learn new things. In general, old people have accumulated a whole wealth of knowledge and experiences, but young people are still having formative experiences and discovering the world around them. So it's important for them to seek out knowledge from lots of different sources. They should be curious about the world and want to learn more about their history and what lies in store for the future. Where can old people learn new things? I think old people can learn new things from public places like libraries or museums. I know that a lot of people learn when there are new exhibits at museums in particular. You can pick up a lot of interesting facts about other cultures. Old people can also borrow books from libraries that will teach them about new subjects. Alternatively, they can learn everyday things from friends or family. Some old people learn how to handle new technology by asking their younger relatives. Should the government spend more money to help people learn new things? Yes, the government should definitely invest more money in helping people learn new things. They can establish more trade schools that offer free training programs to the public. This is a good way to generate more skilled workers. And generally speaking, if a country's population is more educated, it is more productive overall, which means a stronger economy and more tax revenue for the government. So more investment in public education is definitely a gateway to a better country. Do you think retired people or 80-year-old people should learn new things? Yes, I think that there's always room for people to learn new things, no matter what their age is. When it comes to people who are retired or over 80, they can keep their minds sharp by picking up new information. They might choose to learn about countries they've never visited or facts about ancient history. I suppose that'll help them spend their time in a fun and engaging way. Is it difficult for adults to learn new things? Well, yes, sometimes it can be hard for adults to learn new things. Adults have a lot of responsibilities to deal with. They usually have to juggle a full-time job with parenting or looking after other people, not to mention the duties of running a household. So the hardest thing can be finding the time to learn new things. But it can also be difficult to focus on learning something new when they're so stressed with other things. Is it the government's responsibility to assist people to learn? I think that to some degree, it's the government's responsibility to help people learn. At the very least, they should make education accessible. They should work to make sure that public education is free to everyone, no matter what their social status or classes. The government should make sure that the curriculum is helpful and that teachers have whatever resources they need to create a good learning experience for students. And since it's related to public education, we can only count on the government. I don't think private companies have the motivation to help people learn unless it's profitable. What are the differences between education in the past and now? I suppose that in the past, education was more exam-oriented. Students were expected to get higher marks on exams, which was the sole purpose of studying. I mean, it's true that students can learn something in the process of studying for exams, but what they learn is limited. And the exam skills are basically useless in real life. But nowadays, there are so many different options when it comes to school. Students can study all sorts of subjects, even if they're not part of the college entrance exams, like programming and spoken English. What are the advantages and disadvantages of distance learning? One big advantage of distance learning is that it's really convenient. Instead of having to commute to class, you can learn from the comfort of your own home. You can save a lot of money on transportation. But at the same time, that can actually be really distracting for a lot of people. It's already hard to focus in class. But if you add the daily distractions of family members in the house, or even your phone in front of you, you might find it hard to pay attention.